Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Former Fulton County Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade is seeking an emergency hearing to lower alimony payments to his estranged wife just weeks after his resignation in the Donald Trump election fraud case, RadarOnline.com has learned. Wade was paid nearly $700,000 in 2 years as the special prosecutor working on the investigation that led to the indictment of Trump and 18 others in August 2023, but was forced to step down following the revelation of his romantic involvement with District Attorney Fani Willis. In a new filing, Wade explained that he can no longer honor the terms of a temporary agreement he reached with ex-Joycelyn months ago due to a sizable loss of income. According to the newly filed docs, with the income from Wade's employment as the special prosecutor no longer coming in, and with income from his private practice being diminished, he is no longer able to meet the financial obligations set forth in the temporary order. As we previously reported, Joycelyn recently submitted a new filing claiming her estranged husband should be held in contempt of court due to non-payment when it comes to child support for their two kids, rent money, and for her urgent medical procedures. The sudden cessation of support dipped her monthly income at less than $1,000 a month, Joycelyn claimed, noting she is not in a state to work due to her declining health. Defendant urgently requires medical procedures, namely an endoscopy, colonoscopy, and ultrasound, due to severe physical symptoms she has been enduring, her filing stated. Joycelyn alleged that Nathan had instructed her to cover the $4,400 cost to the healthcare providers with an assurance of reimbursement. However, it was noted that she explicitly communicated that the medical facility will not even schedule these vital tests until Wade prepays the associated copayments directly to the healthcare provider. Wade is now requesting an emergency hearing to lower his spousal support, expenses, and the financial obligations he agreed to pay as part of their temporary settlement reached on January 30. Wade resigned from his post in the Trump case after a ruling from Judge Scott McAfee determining that Willis could stay on if he stepped aside, to which he agreed in the interest of democracy, in dedication to the American public, and to move this case forward as quickly as possible.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.